Radio X, and that is Hysteria. Before we get into the letters, can I just say, and this is absolutely me saying it, this is not, I've not been asked to say this, I've not been told, whatever, I'm not saying it for any other reason apart from Radio X Oasis is bloody brilliant. We were in the car heading to Uttoxeter on Saturday night, and we put the radio on. I can't remember what time it was, and we hit 6 or 7 absolute belters in a row. Really?
What did they play? Can you remember?
I can't remember. Well, I can, because they played Go Let It Out, which was one of my favourites.
And video's great as well to that track.
It was like they played like 3 singles in a row, and then they played an album track, and then they had an acoustic song from Noel, and then they went into another banger. It was like, I'm like, this is great. The sun was shining, we're in the car, we're heading to the gig in Uttoxeter. It was just like about half an hour of just like absolute belters.
Is Defo paying you a bit of it?
No, it's really not.
There's a massive billboard for it in Leicester Square, which looks awesome.
Does it?
It looks great.
Great.
And then I'm in a little WhatsApp group with the lads, and then Simon wrote on there how much he's really enjoying. He said, loving the new Radio X Oasis channel. I've been listening all weekend. And I wrote, it's good, isn't it? I switched on yesterday. They played about 6 or 7 absolute bangers in a row. Mm. It's great, but it's going to kill our ratings, is what I wrote.
Yeah.
And then Si's written back. He goes, Fade Away is on now. Class. And then my mate Jody goes, I had it on in the office the other day. Loved it.
Right.
So, yeah. Again, it's very Oasis heavy.
Yeah.
So if you're not into Oasis, probably not for you.
Yeah.
You know, like the Capitol Taylor Swift version. If you don't like Taylor, that wouldn't have been your thing. But it's really good.
And Liam tweeted as well at the weekend.
Liam did tweet.
That was lovely.
Oh, Devo. Oh, happy man.
So, Radio X Oasis, check it out. Not now. I don't think it's on now.
Yeah.
It'll be on after 10.
Starts just after 10 o'clock.
Just, yeah, when I'm not on, it's on, all right? That's the way you listen to it. Better, we get better.
Here's a nice letter, and you may remember this.
I won't.
This person. You probably will.
I won't.
Hi, Dom. Vincent here again.
Oh, yeah.
Good day from Belgium. Dom, so you need to know that butlers are in high demand right now. So I'm reaching out with an important update regarding our upcoming November butler training at our new venue.
Oh, yeah.
There is now, Dom, only one place left. So you've got a choice between a shared room or a private room.
Oh.
To inspire your decision, we're pleased to share 2 recent stories from our graduates, each of whom found prestigious positions shortly after completing their training. David is a butler in a 5-star hotel in Luxembourg.
Oh.
I am now the first butler appointed at a brand new 5-star hotel here. It's an unbelievable and unexpected opportunity where I can apply all the skills you and your team taught me. I am truly grateful.
Sounds real.
These are real, apparently.
What's the name of the hotel? I used to live in Luxembourg.
That's a good point.
It says it's a brand new 5-star hotel.
Yeah, what's it called?
It doesn't say the name.
Because if you were saying, let's just say you did a course on car mechanics, right? And I went to your course.
Yes.
And then I wrote you a letter a few months later saying, hi, Dom.
Yeah.
I did your mechanics course and I'm now working at QuickFit in Basingstoke as a mechanic. Thanks very much.
Which we've heard of
course. I wouldn't write, I am now working for a generic garage.
Yeah.
In the Basingstoke area. I would tell you.
I know what you mean. There's another one. This is Powell, who works in Switzerland now.
Oh, yeah.
After several applications and interviews, I received a positive response for a full-time butler position in a truly magnificent estate in Switzerland.
Oh, what's it called?
Doesn't say.
I'll check it out.
The principal expects...
But they would say, though, wouldn't they? Because they're very proud to work there.
Well, exactly. The principal expects a traditional British style of service and even encourages me to begin learning German, which aligns perfectly with my personal goals. So that's nice, isn't it? So, Dom, if you believe your future deserves the same path, we encourage you to take action now. Sign up, Dom, before the last space goes. Look forward to hearing from you. Vincent, Managing Director, School for Butlers. It would be quite fascinating to be a butler if you're in, like, an incredible place.
Why aren't they naming where they're working? Mm.
I guess, is that to protect client confidentiality?
I've been looking up new hotels in Luxembourg.
Is it
La Royal?
Well, there's a new luxury hotel about to open in June.
Oh.
Right.
I can't find any brand new ones that have just opened. I'm sure there are there, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Thanks, Vincent.
Is it Hotel La Place d'Armes? We used to go to the La Place d'Armes all the time.
Could be.
Nice.
This is a new one. It doesn't... I mean, I presume if he's a butler there, I presume it's open. Otherwise, it's just him bowling around on his own, isn't it, in a hotel?
Yeah, true.
Vincent, thanks for the email. Mm. I mean, it's worth saying again, I didn't sign up to be a butler.
What's that, Chris?
Are you all right? What's that?
I smell something.
What are you smelling there?
I'm not saying for legal reasons, but I smell something.
Really? Well, I'm sure butlers are in high demand.
That's no good for you, this course, anyway, because if you're going to do a butler course, the one that you want to go for is Butlers in the Buff. Let's be honest.
Which doesn't exist on this one.
Well, you could say.
And it's in November as well. It's going to be chilly.
Be very careful serving that cooked breakfast, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't order sausages.
Yes, you did. Thanks, Vincent, and hello to all butlers. If you are a butler, hello to you. Morning, Dom. I've been listening to Radio X since the old days and listening to you guys since day one. Last weekend, which was Sunday, so this is a week ago, I was pondering present ideas for my brother and thought of the perfect gift, a hiya message from Dom.
Oh, you do these video messages? Yeah. People can, you're like a poor man's James Buckley.
I submitted the request and thought that'll be enough time for it to come ready for my brother's birthday on the 19th of May, i.e. today.
Right.
I've checked my emails.
Oh.
No message.
Oh.
I know we've got the weekend to go, so this was written on Friday, just gone. I know we've got the weekend to go, so there's still plenty of time. I've also been listening to Letters Feature for a long time, so I know the perils and risks we all take when requesting these videos.
Did he say what year?
Now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't have a backlog.
Ah.
So.
Have you done it already, maybe?
I won't say the person's name, because it's a secret for the person who receives it. But I can't see anything that would match with what she said about a sister getting it for a brother. So I don't have... I don't have the actual original request, I don't think. But having said that, there's still time to send one today. So look, I mean...
So how are we going to... If she's listening, she'll know who she is.
She'll know who she is.
Yeah. Just so check that you've done it properly. What confirmation did you receive?
No new outstanding requests. Check back later.
Are there any old outstanding requests?
No, none. So what you want, really, is a load of green. And that's what I've got, is a load of green. These are the ones I've done.
Right. So you're up to date with your videos?
It doesn't happen very often. I actually cleared a bit of my backlog on Friday. I cleared the entire backlog, actually, on Friday, just gone.
Wow.
So I'm backlogless.
She needs some more.
So you're ready? Oh, so what you're saying is you are open for every listener to request a video from you.
Probably not every listener, because that's tricky, isn't it?
How long, from start to finish, you go, right, I'm going to do some videos.
Yeah.
How long does one video take from start to finish before you go, right, now I can do another one, I'll have a cup of tea?
Probably 4 or 5 minutes for each one.
Okay.
So a couple of minutes for the message, and then you've got to record it, you've got to read the stuff. But yeah, about, and then send it. About 5 minutes.
So if 50 people bought a video today...
Yeah.
That's you screwed for this week.
That was me. That's completely me screwed for this week. Yeah. I mean, feel free. I love doing them. It's great.
Yeah, screwed in one way and not screwed in the other way.
Unscrewed. Unscrewed, I would say.
7:39, Captain. But yeah, hiya.com, hi-ya.com if you'd like a message. And then hopefully this message...
I don't have loads of money, though. That would be charging me like £100 or anything.
Oh, it is £100.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's £35.
Bargain. What? To get a personalised video message from you?
And
do you guarantee that it will be there at some point in the future?
Yes, I do, at some point in the future. And I've also moved positions now, so I'm sat on a different sofa with a new plant behind me.
Oh!
Something for the fans?
Yeah. So it's a new look.
Big plant now.
Is it a yucca plant?
It's a big plant. So I'm in the kitchen now, Pip. I started doing them in the lounge. Now I've moved to the kitchen.
Okay.
Wow. Because it's a bit brighter, isn't it?
It is lovely. Your kitchen is absolutely lovely.
Oh, thank you. Think. And it's nice and bright and the weather's nice, so I thought we'll do them in there.
I'm on the website now.
Okay.
I typed into Google search, hi-yar.
That's it, hi-yar.
Get personalised video messages from celebrities and stars. Which one are you?
Neither of those.
What do you come under? Comedy, music, acting?
Can't remember.
Instant videos? Lookalikes?
No, not lookalikes.
So I got comedy stars.
I don't think I'm in there. I don't know where I appear, actually. I should know, shouldn't I?
Okay. I can just search.
Yeah, you can search.
Search
my name.
Stars.
Top left hand corner.
You should be on the homepage.
I think I was on the homepage.
Dominic Byrne, there you are.
There you are.
Professional newsreader and self-claimed meteorologist. Impressions include Michael Caine, Ronnie Corbett, and any generic female from the northeast of England.
Yeah.
GSOH, FSH, B&Q.
That's right. That's a little... I don't know. I'd say I didn't write that bio, I guess we're saying. Did James do that one?
You're on the featured line for me, next to Clinton Baptiste.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And next to Basil Brush.
And Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh, yeah, look.
Dom, it's cheaper to get a video message from you than it is to get one from Basil Brush.
Quite rightly, though. I mean, he's showbiz loyalty.
Same as Paul Chuckle you are on Lindsay Lusard.
But you are £1 more expensive than Toya Wilcox.
Yes.
She's undercut you.
She's undercut me by a quid.
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever woman.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she's not playing games, is she?
What's Sean Williamson? How much is his?
Oh, a lot, I would think.
£35.
Oh, you're the same as Barry Oakey.
That's a bargain.
Oh, Dom, do you know what? For you, a poison chalice.
It is a poison
chalice. I really hope you get, like, 50 people requesting videos today. And then you go, oh, because the one thing Dom hates is... So, some people would see, oh, I've got loads of requests in.
Yes.
Hello, make a few quid. Dom sees it and goes, oh, God, I've got 15 video requests. Oh, that I've got to, and it hangs over him like a dark cloud.
It does a bit, actually, yeah. That is true, it does.
And then when you do them, the sense of relief and
then
achievement.
Then it all starts again.
Yeah, so hi-yar.
Yeah.
Get your video message from Dominic Byrne and literally ruin his day.
Ruin my day.
Ruin his day. The first person to... request one this morning, I'll mention you.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't mention who it's for if it's a genuine one. Right?
Yeah. And hopefully the one that they emailed in about, hopefully that has been sent on to you and stuff. But if not, do re-request it and I'll do it.
There you go.
Today.
Today.
Dom, what?
Guaranteed?
Thank you. dom@radiox.co.uk or you can shove stuff through the post. You can send it to this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Hi-yar.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
If your alarm's going off, but you can't lift your arm to stop it, then maybe a morning gym session isn't on. But that's all right, because at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. But when you are ready to go, choose from free weights, functional training, cardio, or stretching. At Pure Gym, we've got it all. And flexibility doesn't just come from yoga, because there's no lengthy contracts and unlimited classes with core or plus memberships. Whatever you're here for, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
Fancy the best burgers under the bum this bank holiday? Then make sure you take a trip down to Aldi first for our 4-pack of specially selected British Wagyu burgers and strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. So form a queue for the barbecue. It's going to be smoking hot, whatever the weather. Which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Prefer to be an Oasis. Prefer to be in the band.
Well, one should never say never.
Official. 15 years after the band broke up,
Liam and Noel are getting back together for a long-awaited Oasis reunion.
He's my brother, man, and I love him.
The guns have fallen silent.
The stars have aligned.
The great wait is over. Now, with a dedicated station, it's just rock and roll. Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides, and rare archive recordings.
Liam's a rock star.
I love being a rock and roll star.
Without a doubt. Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. Of all time.
There will never be another time like it.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
The songs have stood the test of time. You know what I mean?
Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Golly gosh, is it that time already? Man, I'm having so much fun.
Radio X.
7:48, Monday morning, May 19th, 2025. Hope you had a good weekend. I am Chris Moyles, and I am playing for you The Coral and In the Morning on The Chris Moyles Show in the morning from Radio X.
Shut the bedroom window in the morning. Go to the shop, make plans to be leaving. Thought I was sleeping, it was just a dream. An alley cat chewing on dead meat. In the morning. Out of the dark and into the lights. When the morning comes, I will be alright. When I leave, I try not to wake her. Tea and a toast to yesterday's capers. In the morning, she wrote my name on the red telephone box. When I got there, she'd already rubbed it off.
but it's still the same.
Coral in the morning. So, Dom, have you checked your higher inbox?
Yes, they take a while to come through. So, right. I'll report.
I'm sure it's through the roof.
I'll report back. Okay, it's a good sign. I can't get onto it at the moment.
Oh.
I'm getting the circle.
I thought they got that.
Oh, no, it is. It's so much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because every time we used to mention it, it used to crash.
Oh, yeah, it used to crash. It doesn't do that now, which is good.
Because yeah, they got a load balancer.
That's what it is.
That's
they got
what
a load
James
balancer.
Robinson said that they needed.
Exactly.
A load balancer. See, do you remember we did the test on the air of
yes.
which websites crashed or not? So Cheap Holiday Expert, fine.
Fine.
ChrisMiles.shop, fine.
Yeah.
And the video messaging service website you were on, you'd literally get half of the address out and
yes.
it would crash.
Yeah. Whereas now this one is fine. Go straight in.
Yeah. Well, if it's crashed, you can go to ChrisMiles.shop and it will not crash.
Yeah.
If every listener went on now, you don't have to buy anything. Most people don't.
It's uncrashable.
Get yourself a lovely hoodie for the great British summer that lies ahead.
Yes.
Again, really weird weather this weekend.
It gets chilly in the evening.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
And the mornings as well. It's like the afternoons are lovely.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, we went to see Tiff's mum and dad and the sun popped out eventually because it was a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go outside and you sit in the sun and you go, oh, this is lovely. Mm. And then the sun just goes in and then it feels like it drops 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's chilly. Put your jacket on.
Yeah.
And then the sun pops out of the clouds again, and they're like, I'm too hot in this jacket, and I'll take it off again. Nightmare.
Make up your mind.
It's a nightmare, Dom. It
is a nightmare. Pippa's weekend round at quiz type thingy is coming up later. We've not said hello to Captain Crabbeard this morning.
Oh, yeah. Morning, Captain.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, he sounds very jolly.
Very chipper.
How are we, gang?
Oh, very chipper.
I threw in the generic gang reference there. We're very good. Why are you so perky?
Well, I'm just in a nice little mood.
Oh, I'll ruin that.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend, thank you, Dom.
Something's going on. Why is he so happy?
He's not here, is he? That's it.
He's at home.
This is all on tape.
He's recorded a load of generic responses, hasn't he?
What, to every scenario?
Hi, everyone. I'm in a great mood.
See?
You've just pressed that again.
Yeah. He's obviously...
Hi, everyone. I'm in a great mood.
He's obviously so technical. He's set this up now. He's probably at home asleep. So then if we ask him a question, we get a generic response.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and ask me a question?
Oh, okay.
This is good.
All right.
Go on. What did you do at the weekend, Captain?
Hey, Dom, I had a great weekend. Thank you.
Oh, I see.
You didn't tell me what you did.
What happens if I ask?
Okay.
Hey, did you have a great weekend?
Hey, Dom, thanks for asking. I had a great weekend.
What specifically did you do this weekend,
Good
Captain?
Good.
I did things on a Saturday and I did things on a Sunday.
Wow.
Mm.
Are you looking forward to the working week?
I love the working week. I can't wait.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good. Let's try this one. What's the best band in the world?
The best band in the world is Blink-182, obviously.
What's the name of Toby's mum?
Ingrid.
Oh, she's your ex, isn't she?
Yes, Ingrid's my ex.
Oh, there
he's
you
recorded
go.
A laugh.
Yeah.
He's
so many people are saying the same thing, Captain, which I can't repeat.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, you know, Captain had just a fun weekend.
He's chipper.
He's chipper.
Right.
That's what it is.
Okay. Did you spend the weekend with Toby's mum?
No.
Okay. Oh. Fair enough. All right. And who's the greatest rock band in the world?
Best band is Blink-182.
There you go. All right. Lovely. 7:54. This will take us to the adverts, which text us to the news. That's how it works.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when
the more I reach my date from cars. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Again. Everybody's texting in the same thing about Captain Crabby. They've got their theory to why he's in such a good mood. Basically, to paraphrase, everybody thinks he got some. So there you are. don't really know what they mean, yeah. But they all reckon. Did you get some generic Captain? There you go. Lovely. We'll be right back.
Chris Moyles Show.
I'll take that as a yes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On The Beach. Boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people at all protected.
On The Beach.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like Lurpak salted butter 200 grams was £2.47, now just £2.02. Tropicana smooth orange juice 1.5 litres was £4.28, now just £3.33. And 6 mini bags of Fox's party rings was £1.43, now just 82p. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply. Offers end May 21st.
Radio X. News update next.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, there's reportedly been a late breakthrough in talks about a new deal between the UK and EU overnight. So Keir Starmer is hosting a major summit in London today. It could give UK passport holders access to European e-gate. A new youth mobility scheme has also been talked about. But the Conservative shadow minister, Alex Burkhardt, says it looks like a bad deal.
We may well be looking at a scheme which allows 30-year-olds to come over and claim access to the NHS on day one, claim benefits on day one, to bring their extended families. You're looking at a continent which currently has youth unemployment at about 15%.
In other news this morning, one person has died after a small boat sunk while trying to cross the Channel overnight. Officials say 62 others were pulled to safety after the vessel broke up in the water. Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. The former US president was given the news on Friday. Officials say he is now considering all treatment options. And Gary Lineker is expected to announce he's quitting the BBC. The Match of the Day presenter had planned to stay on until next year's World Cup. Last week, he apologised for a social media post about Zionism.
I just had someone's email notification go off there, and I believe it was Pippa's.
Apologies. Yeah.
As soon as you said that Gary Lineker's leaving the BBC, there was like a notification alert on Pippa's thing. Pippa. You're leaving our show,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, you get a notification as Gary Lineker's leaving.
Well,
I'm putting two and two together.
Are you going to be the new host of Match of the Day?
An unlikely replacement?
Wow.
Sport.
Arsenal secure themselves Champions League football next season with a 1-0 victory over Newcastle United. Declan Rice scored the only goal of the game. The Gunners' boss Mikel Arteta told Sky Sports News it's been a good campaign despite not winning anything.
Chasing a dream has its ups and downs, but as well make sure, as I said, that doesn't get blurry. What his team has done, in my opinion, to sustain the level throughout the season with everything that happened is incredible. We don't want anybody to value, but me as a manager, I have to value what these guys have done.
Elsewhere, Everton said goodbye to Goodison Park with a 2-0 victory over Southampton. Jamie Vardy signed off his Leicester career with a goal in his 500th and final home game for the club. Chelsea completed a domestic treble by winning the Women's FA Cup. They beat Manchester United 3-0 in the final at Wembley. An F1 spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what happened.
Yeah, go on.
Which is you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Nigel Mansell. Mm. No, Max Verstappen was a dominant winner of the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix Imola. The Red Bull driver led the race from the very first lap. It's very exciting, actually. He overtook Oscar Piastri. I watched it. It was good.
Did you watch? I didn't see it.
It was great. Brin's Lando Norris came in second ahead of his McLaren teammate, Oscar Piastri. Lewis Hamilton was fourth in his Ferrari.
Oh, nice.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
So it should be dry and sunny for much of the UK. A few showers developing in the west later. Temperatures getting up to 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, hello. Hello there. Hello. Hello to you. Hello, Dom. Hello, Pippa. And hello, Captain Crabbeard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
He's in the studio. There he is. I can see him with my own eyes.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So, good weekend.
Nat King Cole.
Great weekend, thank you.
You're listening to a lot of Nat King Cole.
That's it.
Unforgettable.
That's what you are.
I've got to tell you this, because I think it'll really amuse you if you don't know about it.
Hmm.
So, the DJ Max Tyler.
Yes.
That you may be aware of.
Lucy was listening to him at the weekend.
Friday and Saturday nights on Club Capital Dance.
She was listening.
It's not dance.
No, dance.
Dance.
Yeah. Even dance. I would say dance for that one.
Dance. Anyway, he was DJing at his event this weekend.
Mm.
It was at Goodwood.
Ah, where we did our
price dump.
Yeah.
At a buzz around.
Oh, you know what Goodwood is, don't you?
Yeah. It's the Festival of Speed.
That's right. Anyway, he was at an event at Goodwood. And it was an event where you could bring your dogs.
Oh.
It's a dog event.
A dog event.
Yeah.
A dog event like no other.
Wow.
With all activities included in your ticket price. Right. I can talk about this now because it's just happened.
Okay.
Okay. Offers the chance to celebrate everything we love about our canine companions. Now, what do they call the festival?
Now, I want to say something like Woofwood.
Go the other way around.
Goodwoof.
Woodwoof.
Goodwoof. Oh.
Goodwoof.
That's right. Max was DJing at Goodwoof.
Lovely.
Oh.
Goodwoof, the dog festival at Goodwood.
That's great.
Right?
Has Max got a dog?
Sure.
Right.
He's got all the dogs.
Right.
Yes. He literally texted me saying, this event is brilliant. He said, it is so good.
What was it called again?
Goodwoof.
Goodwoof, cool.
So, I went on the website, and amongst other things are the top 10 highlights from Goodwoof. This is if you were going.
Right.
All right? Number one, Literary Corner and the Art Cafe. And I'm like, oh dear. The perfect place to settle down and listen to well-known authors, stars and illustrators like Claire Balding, Hugh Bonneville. And you're like, well, that's a pretty good lineup.
Decent lineup, yeah.
Wholesome.
Number two. Once again, Goodwoof will display an incredible lineup of architecturally... I can't say it.
Yes. No, I don't
architecturally designed kennels.
Right,
now,
okay.
So it's architecture for dogs, so therefore they call it... A wolf.
Architecture.
Architecture. That's right.
Wow.
Of course.
Now, do you want to listen to some tunes? Because
yes.
Max was DJing. Now, what do you think they call that area?
Ministry of Hound.
Is right.
Very good.
A top text was already printed.
Ministry of Hound is where he was DJing.
Hey, I love a pun. That's where I live.
That's good, isn't it? Ministry of Hound.
So, hello to you if you were there at Goodwoof. Also as well, if your dog fancies a bit of a splash or a cool-off, make new friends after a busy day of fun-filled activities. Mm. Fido's Lido.
Great.
Wow. That
is the place for your dog to go.
That's very good.
So there you are.
Tarot card reading for dogs.
Oh, what?
But they haven't put a pun on it. It's just called tarot card reading. Right.
Yeah, because maybe that's such a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go, yeah let's not bother.
Could we?
I
love Goodwoof. Our dog, but I don't know if I'd go and have a tarot card reading for her.
But what are you taking your dog to Goodwoof?
Do you know what? Lucy would.
Yeah.
Lucy would absolutely do
it. Max said it was brilliant. He goes, I am having the best time.
Yeah.
Where can I find his text? He was so excited. He goes, this Goodwoof thing is actually brilliant.
Toby would have loved this.
Oh, he would,
my
goodness. Yeah. He's a dog man, isn't
he's
he?
He's a doggy man.
Get down and boogie, the Ministry of Hound. Woof and waltz.
Woof and waltz. That's lovely. Oh.
Anyway,
it looks lovely.
Yeah.
There's a crystal healer there, have you said that?
Get ready to shake your tail.
That's right.
So there you are. There was also the fastest dog competition.
Oh, great.
Presented by DHL.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sponsor for that.
Yep. So it was a 50-meter sprint.
Right.
Right. To find out who is the fastest dog.
I'm back in the greyhounds.
How great is that? Good one.
Really good.
Somebody said that it should be the Festival of Lead. That's what it should be.
Yes, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
There you are.
Great.
Oh, loads of people are texting in with either puns.
On the homepage, there's a picture of a man bent over with a microphone interviewing two puppies.
I think that's Toby, by the sounds of things.
He is a spitting image of Peter Schmeichel. That can't be Peter Schmeichel, can it? Isn't it?
Oh, it does look just like Peter Schmeichel.
The hell of... There's big names here.
Peter waffle.
That's right.
That's clever.
It's more like.
Oh, God, that's brilliant, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. I've been working on it all weekend. Yeah. That came up. Well, if you were there at Good Woof, I hope you had a barking time.
Yes, that's right.
I must pause now.
Oh,
talk about something else.
Radio
Dogs.
Coming up, dogs. More of us denying the fact that it's Pippa's last week on Radio X.
It's what?
We're not crying. You are.
What?
What?
Hang on.
Haven't announced this.
We haven't announced this.
Oh, we not announced.
No.
It's my last week.
What?
Well,
what?
You know this.
I mean, I do, but I'm just making a thing for comic effect.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean it's your last week?
But when's your last day?
Friday.
Oh.
Oh, Paul Turner.
This, no.
James isn't even here.
Oh.
We wanted you to have a nice week, so that's why James isn't here.
Oh. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, that's nice.
This is your last week on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So unloyal. She couldn't even manage the full 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Only 9¾.
Oh, rubbish. What a terrible display.
Yeah. 9 years, 8 months. Slacker. Yeah.
What a way to break the news.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Friday's going to be your last day.
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean we don't have to wear our uniforms?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Can we bring games in?
I'm going to bring Boulder
Dash. We're going to watch a film for the whole of the show.
Oh, the big telly's coming out.
Yeah. I'm bringing in Downfall.
Downfall.
Do you wish there was a quiz that rounded up stories from the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, we have the weekend roundup quiz type thingy on shortly.
What? Hold on a second. I didn't know this.
The weekend roundup.
Quiz type thingy.
Yes.
Wow. And that's coming up. When's that happening, Pip?
8:30.
Plus, 100% certified bangers picked by the Chris Moyle Show team in the More Music Hour from 9.
What? There's a More Music Hour from 9? I've got to start coming to these forward planning meetings.
Absolutely.
Ahoy there. Yeah. Chris and the team are here to help you cruise through the Monday blues.
Right.
The
Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
So Friday's going to be Pippa's last show on the Chris Moyle Show before she leaves.
Yeah.
The happy, warm Radio X family and moves over to that fake happy family, but actually behind the scenes, terrible dysfunctional unit.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're not even happy.
No. Oh, no.
They turned the feel good up so much that they're just faking it now.
It's all a ruse.
It is all a ruse.
Yeah.
They all hate each other.
They do.
Pandora doesn't even look Jamie Thixton in the eye. Anyway, we can save it to Friday, but just as a quick one now, can you just, if you're upset that Pippa's leaving the show and it's her last day Friday, will you just send us a message saying, please don't leave Pippa? I mean, it's a done deal. There's nothing we can do now.
You say that.
83936 on the text, or send us a WhatsApp, and then people can read it during Jimmy Eat World.
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes some time. They're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own.
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can.
Everything you can.
And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Wow, look at that. The texts have quite literally flooded in.
They have.
Please don't leave, Pippa. This feels like a bigger betrayal than Trent leaving his boyhood club for free. Oh, come on.
It's, yeah, it's really fine.
I thought you had another month. No. Don't leave, Pippa. You'll be missed so much. It's always been your show, not that lover, Chris Moyles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a typo there?
I don't know.
Oh. Lover. Lover.
I mean, I am a lover, not Mr. a fighter.
Lover. Mr. Lover, lover.
au revoir, Pippa. That's another one.
Oh, that's
thank
nice.
You.
Big fan.
Please don't leave, Pippa. People will start thinking Radio X is only for men again.
Hey.
Oh, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh rock and guitar bass music. Pippa's leaving. What the heck is going on? Surely you need to check with the listeners if that's allowed. What an awful person, says Beth.
Somebody just said, Pippa, it's totally unacceptable. You can't leave.
Listen to this one. I'm going to miss Pippa's sexy, gravelly voice in the morning.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Hello, boys.
See? Someone thinks your voice is sexy, Pip.
Oh, I feel like there's a tinge of sarcasm there.
No.
I don't think so.
Just
I don't think
a tinge? So.
I said this. There was on the podcast I said this. When Pippa goes, oh, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
That makes my eyelids flutter.
It was it's the most accidental sexual thing I've ever said.
but she says it the same way every time, no matter what context. So if I go, do you think David Beckham's an attractive man? She'll go, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But equally, if I said, did you ever have Walls Vianetta when you were a kid? She'll go, oh yeah. It's always, when she says, oh yeah,
yeah,
it's always the same way.
It's interchangeable, isn't it?
I heard you fell into a big bucket of manure yesterday. Oh yeah.
No, yours sounds like an East End gangster.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to sound as what I watched another episode of Mobland last night.
Ah,
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy. He just speaks like that all the time.
Right now I'm on one. Is that one?
Would you like to see me shift to six?
Do you want to see me shift to six?
Is it good, Bob Land?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite violent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching The City Is Ours. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, hello. See?
That was the same.
Every time you say oh and yeah together, it's the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bless. Yeah, but sorry, back to Mob Land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Tom Hardy, no matter what he has to say, is...
He delivers it exactly like this. Yeah.
Hi, Dom.
My mate.
Now listen, Dom.
Yeah, Tom.
Get the car, bring it around the front. We're going to go down there, grab some shooters, and we're going to sort this mess out, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you in a minute.
I'll go and get the car now.
Captain, do me a favour. No. Can you make me a coffee, please?
Yeah.
I like a bit of sugar and a tiny bit of milk. All right.
That's fine, Tom Hardy.
Be a good boy. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Hey, Pip, while I'm away, can you make sure that the final of Britain's Got Talent is recording? Because I'll watch that when I get in. I'm really rooting for the dance troupe.
All right.
Thanks very much. Yeah, cheers. Oh, I better call my mum quickly. Hiya, Mum. How you feeling? Yeah, happy birthday, by the way. Hope you're having a great day. All right, see you later. Right, Dom, you got those shooters. Let's go. Everything is the same.
Yeah, that's true.
And after watching it for about 20 minutes, I can't stop doing it.
Really?
We'll pause it and Tiff will go, what have you paused it for? And I'll go, I'm going to make a cup of tea. Do you want anything? Maybe a digestive biscuit. But I think there's a chocolate hobnob in there somewhere.
Oh.
See you in a minute.
Don't be too long, will you?
I won't be too long. I might have a wee first. Don't worry. I'll wash my hands. Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Well, are you going to Oasis with Tom Hardy, Dom?
Yes. Well, I can't remember actually how that... What, am I taking...
You basically asked if he wanted to go so that... And he thought that was just so he could get you tickets.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you want to go see Oasis together? No problem.
Tonight, I'm a rock and roll star. Isn't that right, Pepper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it, yeah, yeah.
That's not, so not a bad impression, that.
Pepper hates kids, pass it on. Sorry, that's a different text that has just come in. Well, anyway, Friday will be Pippa's... I just thought of it.
Well,
what?
Let's just get drunk during the show on Friday.
Yes! Oh, no, let's fantastic. Not do that.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, let's we shouldn't do that.
Gosh, you really protest so well then. Let's do it.
We should have a little bit of bubbly.
Yes!
A little bit of the bubbly.
What would you like for your breakfast on Friday? You can have anything you like.
Anything?
Yeah. So anything if you want smoked salmon, cream cheese, caviar.
A full Sunday roast.
Oh, do you know
rice
what I love?
Go on.
I love an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
A what?
Eggs Benedict.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She knows.
She does.
It's funny that you're talking to yourself.
She knows.
She gets she knows. It.
Why don't you ask Pippa some questions, Pippa?
Oh.
Ask if she likes Eggs Benedict.
Pippa. Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't asked a question yet. Pippa, do you like Eggs Benedict? Oh, yeah. Oh. Dolly Parton? Oh, yeah. Escape Rooms? Oh, yeah. Toby Tarrant? Hello? Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone now.
Not that one.
It's double parted.
Toby Yanstas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Did see that coming.
She's confused.
Anyway, Pippa's last day is Friday, and we'll have some champagne on the go. Good luck, everybody. What could possibly go wrong?
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive to Belize. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know,
you know, I was listening to Johnny Vaughan's Kickabout because we were on the air before him on Saturday morning till 11, and then him and Gav were on from 11. They had the Palace boss on.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oliver Glasner.
Ahead of the game.
What a day for Palace fans. Incredible.
He sounded so relaxed.
Yeah.
Right? And Johnny's going, God, it's a big day. It's a big day, isn't it, Gav? Oh, it's a big day, Johnny. It's a big day. You're going to do it. Everyone loves an underdog. And the guy just sounded so relaxed. He goes, look, you know, we've worked really hard to get here. And you know what? Just, you know, do what we do. And yeah, he goes, I'm feeling fairly confident. And I'm there going, oh, I hope this doesn't come back and bite him 7-0 or something like that. And they won.
The first domestic trophy ever for Crystal Palace.
Really?
In their 120-year history.
Well done.
Well done, Palace.
Oh, we've had a few texts this morning about it. One woman saying we haven't stopped crying since that.
Oh. Yeah.
Since we won. It's just an amazing achievement. So well done.
Scenes.
Well done. And I tell you, you all mocked me, didn't you?
What?
You all had a little chuckle and a laugh. Ooh, not good enough for Leeds United, is he? Ooh, not good enough for Leeds United.
Who?
Haaland. Ooh, he's not good enough for Leeds. Turns out we were right. Turns out we were right. He's right off the boil.
He didn't take the penalty either.
You know what I mean?
He didn't want to.
Yeah.
What was the score in the end?
1-0.
Oh.
Yeah. Was it a fairly early goal? I didn't see it.
Fairly early, yeah. But Palace, Henderson saved a penalty. As well.
I saw some highlights of their goalkeeper. Good Lord, it's like an octopus.
Yeah. You could argue possibly he should have been sent off. But, you know, that doesn't matter. Well, he did kind of handle it outside the area.
Have you just said that now?
But Palace fans are telling it.
All the Palace fans are going to text in now.
So are you saying the Palace don't deserve it now?
No, not at all.
You saying it should be taken away from them?
No, Palace do deserve it.
They should give it to Manchester City.
They were the better team, I thought, Palace, actually. They were great.
Sounds like you're backpedalling now.
No.
It's a shame that you think they don't deserve it.
It's a shame that you couldn't give their goalkeeper credit for doing an amazing job that you have to then go...
He was man of the match.
He should have been sent off.
Their goalkeeper was man of the match.
So you're saying the man of the match should have been sent off?
Well, he did handle the ball outside the air.
Are you saying he should have been sent off?
Some would argue he should have been sent off.
Would you argue?
I am a impartial journalist who sits right on this.
You're not really impartial because you're a massive Liverpool fan.
Yeah, huge. We won the league already.
Therefore, you didn't want City to win, did you?
I'll be honest with you, I don't really care who won the FA Cup. We won the league. Anyway.
Listen, I told you, I said it before and I'll say it again. It's an interesting cup. Leeds United are not allowed to take part in it.
Apparently not.
They're the rules.
No. Let's see what happens next season.
We're not allowed to take part.
Didn't we cover this the other day?
We had a chat with Millwall about it. They said, we'll do it for you. And then they said, actually, we don't want to take part in it either. So, well done to all the Palace fans. I hope your head's not too sore this morning from the weekend. Right, it's 8:28. These are Ocean Colour Seed. 2, 3, 4.
So I said I'm on the road, so I need a car. And I know that I'm getting a laugh. And I say I got faith in a season. And I say it's where I'm going to. I get a need and I want it to please it. I got a face and I want. Side.